the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I preached the other day and spoke specifically about the importance of knowing God. You know, as followers of Jesus, our highest calling and our greatest privilege, all wrapped up in one, is to know God at a deeply personal level. Now, this goes beyond simply knowing about God or ascribing to some certain set of religious beliefs or moral attitudes. It's about cultivating an intimate, life-giving relationship with our Creator. And Jesus himself emphasizes the paramount importance of this in John 17:3, where he defines eternal life as knowing the only true God and Jesus. Now, this means that the essence of salvation and the foundation for a fulfilling Christian life is a personal experiential knowledge of God. But how do you grow that intimate knowledge of God? Well, I want to throw three ways just to remind you. If you didn't hear that sermon, you can go back and listen to it. It was on August 11th. And it begins this simply. Get in the Word. Begin to study the Scriptures. The Bible is our primary source for knowing God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching us truth. Listen, as we regularly read, as we reflect on, and we apply God's Word, we gain a deeper understanding of who God is, what He's like, and how He wants us to live. Well, not just the Scriptures, but engage in conversation with God in heartfelt prayer. Prayer is our direct line of communication with God, friends. Through prayer, we express our love, we confess our sins, we offer thanks, and we make our requests known to God. But prayer is also a two-way conversation. Jeremiah 29:12 talks about God's wonderful promise, when you pray, I will listen. And as we quiet our hearts and listen for His still small voice, we experience God's presence and God's guidance in profound ways. Study the Scriptures. Engage in prayer. Three, build meaningful relationships with other followers of Jesus. Now, men are the worst about this. I mean, we build friends often with people that just affirm us. We need people that will also challenge us. Build meaningful relationships with others, followers of Jesus, where the utter of God or Jesus doesn't come across as odd or out of place. God never intended for us to follow Him in isolation, y'all. We need the encouragement, the support, and the accountability of Christian community. Regularly participating in corporate worship, in small groups, and in other activities helps us stretch us and spur on our spiritual growth. Proverbs 27:17 puts it this way, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And let's face it, we all need to be sharpened. You see, knowing God personally is not some lofty, unattainable goal. It's the joyful privilege of every believer. And as we diligently seek Him through His Word, through prayer, and through relationships, we will experience more of His goodness, more of His grace. Nothing else can satisfy our deepest longings or give our lives ultimate meaning and purpose. If you find yourself longing to know God in a deeper way today, and I pray you do, be encouraged, friend. He's ready and eager to reveal Himself to you. Dive into the Scriptures brand new. It doesn't have to be long. It just has to be Scripture. Pour out your heart to God in prayer. Just talk to Him and then hush and listen. You know, I found that it's like learning the voice of a spouse or a parent. The more you listen to it, the more you know it. Engage fully in the life of your local church. And as you do, expect to encounter the living God in life-transforming ways. Knowing God is the greatest adventure we'll ever embark on. It's a lifetime journey of discovery that begins now and continues into eternity. And may Paul's passion in Philippians 3:10 be ours as well. I want to know Christ Jesus. Let this be our highest aspiration and our all-consuming ambition, because knowing God changes everything. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.